Hello?
Hi, Oz, it's Tina from Local Splash.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, yeah, she transferred the call over to you. What can I do for you?
You sent me now the email, correct?
Yeah, I sent the email, and Dave Rodecker is the owner of our company. That's the owner of Local Splash. So it's his PayPal account that you'll send it to. And then once the finance department confirms they got it, I'll cancel the account for you.
Okay, when you cancel, I will pay $199. And still my account should be active to get more customers, correct?
Yeah, you know, and I even told you I would give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So if you want to keep it open, I can do that and push the next billing out to June 24th. But you'd have to kind of remind yourself to call me a couple of days before June 24th to cancel so that way, you know, we cancel it before another charge goes through. You know what I mean?
Okay. I will send payment for him now, you mean?
Yeah, if you send the payment to him, I'll ask Sasha, she's in charge of our billings, if she can confirm that she received your payment. And then if she did, I'll keep your account open for you. And then I'll give you that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. Now, a couple of things that you and I can do working together that will give you better results is, number one, you're doing very, very well in the reviews department. So whatever you're doing on that end, keep it up. I can send you a review generator email, but it looks like you're doing very well in that department already. The second thing is I'm going to have my technicians start going on and doing weekly posts for you, because that will make you more relevant to Google and get you better results quicker. So we'll start enabling those weekly posts for you as well, okay?
Okay. I'm trying to, via PayPal, the email you sent me. This is the email I should pay? For this email?
Yeah, that's for David Rodecker, but the email is just D. Rodecker. It's his first initial and his last name at relevantad.com.
I should print DRODECKER, that's it?
Yep, and then at relevantads.com.
I try to go to the PayPal and to put the email. They cannot find the right contact.
Okay, give me a second here. I'm going to ask Sasha right now, because I can G-chat her and see if she'll respond. Hold on. Sasha. I'll put, this client is trying to pay by PayPal. Is
okay, because if you can't now do now, I can because I have customers, I should go east as soon as you can. If you cannot, you can send me out later, up to you.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll make sure that that's a valid PayPal, but since you can't get on it, I'll ask her if there is a different one that you could use. Because the owner of our company also owns a local internet company, and I pay my bill through the PayPal. So I could ask him what that is and maybe send you that link instead. So just go ahead and, you know, continue with your day and go on with your business. And as soon as I find out what a good PayPal is, I'll email it to you again. I think this one is good, but if you can't get on it, we'll send you a different one, okay?
I put it, this, the email you sent me, and I got to the PayPal, send, and put that email. They told me
you
cannot
try.
Find the right.
I'm going to try to do it from my PayPal and just see what happens.
Yeah,
so I can tell
this
her.
Is the right one.
Yeah, because I'll tell her, you know, hey, this is what happens when we put this in. Because she might come back and say, oh, it works, Tina, because she's the one that sent that to me, you know. So
okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, so let me try to put it in here. I'll put send. And then I'll copy the email, Dave Rodecker.
Just what I did, the same. Copy.
Oh, it came up for me. It says people on PayPal, David Rodecker at relevantads.com. It came up for me. Did you put in the whole email, the at relevantads.com also?
No, just I put like the email you sent me to DROD.
Oh,
DROD relevantcker@evelyn.com. That's what you had.
It's relevantads.com. So let me show you what I did. If you go
relevant
into that.
Yeah, relevantads.com. That's what I have. Yep.
drodecker@relevantads.com?
Yes.
Okay. It's so strange because I found it. I found it from my PayPal. Here, what I'll do is this. I'm going to. I'll send
go to
you
the PayPal one more time.
Oh my goodness.
That's weird, goodness.
Yeah.
I should like add money payment. Let's go. Okay. Let's see. I should go to the. Send, correct?
Yes. Go to send.
And
then
it'll
say send name, username, email. Okay, let me see if you just type in his name, if it'll come up. Hold on.
Okay. Maybe just the name, maybe sometimes. I don't know. What's his name?
It's David Rodecker, but when I did that, three different accounts came up, and I don't want you to pay the wrong one, you know? So
yes.
It says, okay, name, username, email.
Yes, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. No, I got it.
But
I got it.
Are you
I got
sure
it.
It's the right one?
Yes. Yeah, David
okay.
Rodecker. Yes, I got it. Because I put, you know, just one dot extra, you know, it just comes up. Okay, I got it.
Oh, did you put the email in now?
Yeah, I put the email is okay because when I copy paste, they have a dot in two dots. You know what this is? It is.
Oh,
kind of,
I see.
Email is not showing me out. Yeah, that's
okay.
The problem. Okay. 200.
So, $199.00.
Tina, I will pay, but trust me, I am not happy for this. Okay.
Can I make a suggestion, Oz? If you like, just so that you can see that you're getting client calls out of this, we could put a tracking number on here, meaning we would purchase a brand new 440 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And that tracking number will eliminate a lot of spam callers because a lot of spam callers are computer generated. So when they call, they, you know, we'll put a press one, press two greeting on there. Like, thank you for calling Hattie Appliances. If you're a new customer,
okay.
Press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Either way, those calls will forward to you. But if they're a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. And the benefit of having that tracking number is the calls also would be recorded and stored in your dashboard under the lead section. So you could go in and listen to them for quality assurance and say, hey, on May 10th, I got this client that called. And on May 11th, I got this client that called. You know, you could go in and you could listen to the calls. And that way you could say, hey, you know, maybe I am getting something out of this and maybe I'm not aware. Or we could hear it. Let's say it's only people calling that, you know, are looking for a job or something like that that's not a client call. Then we can hear it and we can say, hey, something's wrong with his account because he's not getting client calls. He's only getting, you know, these calls that aren't relevant to hiring him. So I would recommend that. That's usually a $300 upsell for an existing client, but I could put it on there for you and not just do it for free. And that way, at least between now and June 24th, you can go on and you can kind of hear the results that you're getting, you know?
Okay.
I think that would be very,
when
very
I
helpful
pay,
for
when I, do payment now, I should go to the for goods and services or for friends and family? The option, payment type.
Let's see. Let me just see here.
Yeah, I'll go to the... Get to the refund if the eligible. Okay, I'll go to the first one, correct?
It should be for goods and services. Yeah, because you're not a friend or family of Dave's. Let's see.
Yeah,
for goods and services.
I did. Okay, I'll go to the my payment credit. I will send now. Okay?
You got it. And then I will ask Sasha to make sure that she got it. And then we'll mark your invoice as paid, and then we'll go ahead and push the next billing out 2 weeks for you. Now, I'll have the technician set up that call tracking number also. And then once that call tracking number is set up, I recommend that you go in and put it on your website too, just so that everything's consistent with Google. But if you don't want to, that's okay too. We could just promote it on Google and you could keep your other number on the website, okay?
No problem. Just I let you know, I can see the screenshot. I send the payment, okay?
Great. Okay, so just reply to my email with your screenshot, and then I'll mark this as paid for you. And then have you ever been on your dashboard?
Dashboard?
Yeah, there's a dashboard you have with Local Splash which will show you all the activity that you're getting. So I'll send
you... I don't have any active. My account's not active, they told me. An active.
No. That's why I'm saying it's showing as active on this end. So let me send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. And you don't have to go on here right now because I know that you're busy and you want to get back to your day. But this way you'll have your username and your password so you can go back in and you can check on your account and see, you know, how many people are calling. You can listen to those calls on the dashboard. Now, question, Oz, when I try to send you the login, it says that the password is blank, which means that you might have reset it the first time you went on. Do you want me to put a temporary password in just so that you can get back in, or do you want to just see if you know what it is? Because if it's blank, you might already know what it is. But if you think you don't, then I'll just reset a temporary password for you.
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest.
Okay, I'll reset it because if you don't know what it is, I don't want you to worry about it. You're busy. So I'm going to auto-generate a new password and then I'll send you your login. And so maybe later when you're off work, you can call me and I can show you the dashboard because that's going to take a little bit of time and I know that you're busy right now. So I'll send it to you, but you have my number now, Oz. I'm at extension 777. So call me when you have a chance, and I'll show you how to get on the dashboard, okay?
Okay, no problem. Just please check the lady. I paid already, okay? Please.
Okay. I will double check. I don't have access to that PayPal since it's going through the finance department. So once I hear back from Sasha, she's the girl that handles it, then you'll be all good to go. So I believe you. You paid it. If you send that screenshot to me and just reply to my email, then I can also show her that, okay? That way she doesn't have to sort through a bunch of payments. She can just say, oh, good, this is the screenshot, and we'll just mark it as paid, okay?
Okay, no problem. I will send you by email, okay?
Okay, and then I'll earn your trust. Eventually, you'll put another card back on file because I know that we're very, very safe with our payment information, but that's just something we did for you for now just to kind of make you comfortable, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. Take care. Bye.
All right, thank you. Yeah, okay, bye.